Today's shiur in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Vav Omid Beis, and we'll be doing Simen Ayin Gimel, which is Hayashenim Ishto Ubonov Ech Nisnaig. If a person is lying in bed with his wife or his children, how should he act in terms of not being fully clothed, and is he permitted to say Kriya Shema? So the Mechaber starts off with Sif Aleph. Shnayim Shohu Yishenim B'talas Echad U'Besar Shneim Nogim Zebozeh. If two people are lying together in bed and they are underneath a single cover and there is potentially not fully clothed parts of one's body touching the other person's body, are you allowed to read Kriya Shema in that situation? So the Mechaber says, Lo Yikra Kriya Shema. One would not be permitted to read the Kriya Shema in that situation unless Elohim Kein Hoysa Talis Mafsekes Beineim, unless there was some sort of a sheet or a cloth or a garment of some sort separating the two people, Mimosneim Ulamata, from their midsection and downwards, the lower part of their body, even though the upper part of their body might be unclothed, that is not a problem if those parts of the body are touching. But if the lower part of their body is touching, there has to be a sheet or some sort of a separation physically between the two people in order for them to say Kriya Shema. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Nalef writes, Nokat Nogim, the Mechaber specifically used the term touching, Mishum De'oz also lekros below Hefsek Talas Bineim, because in that situation, one is not allowed to say Kriya Shema without having something like a talis or a garment. Again, talis means garment. It doesn't mean what we call a talis gadol. Without having some sort of a sheet or a cover or a garment separating between the two people. Afilu mirtzu lahachzir pneim mizeh lezeh, even if they're going to turn their faces away from each other. Vim heim shochvim ponim lahadei ponim, if they're directly facing each other, then it's also likro below hafsokas talis. Then it's certainly not allowed to read the Shema without having a separation between them like a talis. Afilu mein onogim, even if they're not touching each other in that situation. Kol sheshochvim bekirav echod lachavero, as long as they're near each other, facing one another. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Beis writes, Lo Yikri, not allowed to read the Kriya Shema, Shema Yovo Lidehira. What's the reasoning behind this? Because a person might have inappropriate thoughts if they're touching another person or they're seeing another person in nakedness. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah writes, Beineyem, you have to have this talis between them. Ve'oz, once you have a talis between them, Afilu Pneyem Zelazem Mutu. Then they could even be facing each other as long as there's a sheet or something covering up the naked parts of the body, at least from the waist down. The Shuv Lo Yovo Lidehira. The Mishneh Berurah says in that situation, a person won't have improper thoughts, and therefore one would be allowed to say the Kriya Shema. And Sivkot and Dalet, he writes, in the lower part of the body, Avo Mimosneim Ulamala, but in the upper part of the body, from the hips and up, Afilu Besorim No Gea Zebazeh, even if they're actually touching each other, Lo Osir Lidehira, that won't lead one to have improper thoughts. Furthermore, the Mishneh Berurah says, Vada, you should know. One has to be aware that your head has to be above the covers and you have to have a separation, so to say, between your heart and your erva. You shouldn't be able to see your erva, so you have to cover up from your eyes downwards, I mean, from your neck down, so you shouldn't be able to see your erva. And likewise, there has to be separation between your heart and the erva. This is the idea of a gartel. This is the idea of having some sort of a physical separation between the lower part of the body and the upper part of the body, as we'll learn in Simen Ayin Dalet in tomorrow's daf. Kasev ha prichadosh. The prichadosh adds the nir lo the imbediavid kora below chazaras hachzaras ponim. The prichadosh says that it appears to him that if you by accident bediavid didn't have some sort of a separation in between you, ubelo hafsokas talis, you didn't turn your face away or didn't have a cloth or a towel or some sort of a sheet separating you, bediavid the yotzei de chavasa, the one is yotzei. However, the Prima Gadim is Mafak, because there the Prima Gadim is uncertain if this is true, and likewise in the Sefer Yeshua Yaakov, he's uncertain if this is true. The Halacha Berurah does bring down that Bidyevid one would be Yotze. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Im Hoya Yoshein Im Ishto, the man is sleeping in the same bed as his wife. He's allowed to read Kriya Shema, Kori Bechazor Esponim, Letzad Acher, as long as he turns away and is not directly facing her in her unclad state, so then he's allowed to read Kriya Shema, Afilu below hafsokas talis, even though there is no separating talis or garment of or sheet in between them. Why? Mishum dechashiva kigufa, because a person's wife is considered like his own body, and therefore there doesn't need to be a towel or a covering over the wife. As long as he turns away, it is acceptable. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Hay writes, in Ishto, Mishum de Ishto Kigufo, as we just pointed out, because the person's wife is considered like himself, and he explains psychologically, V'rogil ba v'leka hirhura. He's seen his wife, and therefore he won't have the same hirhurim as he would have under other circumstances. However, umikomokum, tzorech hazor ponim, but he can't be staring at his wife in the unclad state, he has to turn his head away. Deponim lahadiponim, if he's face to face with her, he efshur the leker hirura. He would be impossible not to have your room if he's staring at his not-clothed wife, and therefore he has to turn away. But if he turns away, even though she is still there behind him, and he knows that she's there behind him, even though there is no sheet covering her, that would be acceptable to read Kriyashma. V'moish machzer ponav levad, if the man just turns away, v'isha nisheres kamoshi, but she's facing him, av sheponeh neged achorav, even though her face is facing towards him, and even though he has turned away, mikol makom hu mutar lekros, he is allowed to read in that situation, because again, the shuv leka hirura, he's not going to have especially inappropriate thoughts in that position, because he's used to being with his wife. Uvavach lo yehi b'soro nogei b'rvasa, but he has to make sure in that situation that he's not touching her. If he's touching her in her covered up parts of the body, so then that would not be allowed. However, avolim tarvayu ritzonim lekros, if both the husband and wife are saying kriyashma, for example, they're both saying kriyashma lamita, then in that situation, oz gam hi tzricho lahachzir panea, she also has to turn away. Neither of them can be facing towards each other in an unclad state and say the kriyashma. Chazonish is more makel in this, and in Dirshu footnotes number 7 and 8, he brings down that the Chazonish would allow it in certain situations if they're not touching each other, that even without hachzoras panim would be acceptable, or at least if one of them turned their face, it would be acceptable. As long as they're not actually touching each other. Mishnah Berurah does point out, afilu b'sorim nogim zebzeh mutarim likros, even if their bodies are touching each other, as long as they're facing away from each other, then it would be permissible for him to read and her to read the Shema. The Mechaber, however, brings down the Yesh Misha Omer. He brings down over here that there are those that say Yesh Misha Oser the Nochon Lochosh Lidvarav. He brings down the opinion of the Rosh in the name of the Ri that one should not do this, and therefore it is appropriate, nachon, proper, to be concerned for this opinion. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Vav writes that we're talking here about what should you be concerned about, Rotz Lomar, below Hafsokas Talas, that you shouldn't read when there is no Hafsokas Talas between you, even if you've turned away. Well, if you divrayim, tzorech ma'od, and according to this, you have to be very careful, lizor b'zeh b'kriyashma shalamita, this is especially a problem by kriyashma lamita and the bracha of amapil, shiyeh b'neim hafsokas talas, there should be something separating them, even if they're not looking at each other. Ozafilu ponim lahadei ponim mutre, but if you do have something separating them, like a towel or a sheet or a cloth of some sort, so then they could even be facing each other, v'kei nirali, and that's the final psak of the Mishnah Berurah as well. Bottom line, therefore, is that it is best to have some covering over there if they're unclad in order not to have a problem. And then, even if they're facing each other, it's not a problem. But certainly, they at least have to be turned away if they are going to be davening or saying Shema, Hamapil, or things like that when they're unclothed. They certainly have to be at least turned away. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Im hoya yoshin im banav, if a man is sleeping with his children in the same bed. Again, Baruch Hashem today, we don't understand the poverty that many of our parents, grandparents, and other people grew up in, that they all slept in the same bed physically, never mind in the same room. So in those days, it was very common. So the Mechaber writes, Im hoya yoshin im banav, if a man is sleeping in the same bed as his children, ba'odam k'tanim, if they're very young, we'll define that in a moment, mutar likros b'chazoras ponim. Below Hafsokas Talas, then he would be allowed to read. Again, they were unclothed. They didn't have pajamas necessarily. So if they're unclothed and he's in the same bed as them, so he's permitted to read the Kriyashma as long as he turns his face away from his naked children, even if there's no talis separating between them. V'imhem dolim, but if the children are older, then tzorich lahafsokas talis, then one should have some sort of a covering or a cloth or a cover over them, and then he can read the Shema. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Zayin writes, by young children, since he's certainly very familiar with his young children, and it's not going to lead to inappropriate thoughts, therefore the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Mechaber says it's okay to read the Kriyashma even if there is no separation of a garment or some sort of a cover between them. However, he says, but to directly face them, that's not right. Pre-Chodesh is Mekel Bezeh. Pre-Chodesh brings down that would be acceptable. And in fact, in Dirshu footnote number 13, he brings down that the Chazon Ish agreed with this Pre-Chodesh, the Hevi Raya, and he brings proofs to it. However, the Maimon Mordechai and the Yosef push aside Dochu Rayoso, and they paskin differently. Umashmo midivri Amar Mordechai. The Mishnah Berurah brings down furthermore from the Maamar Mordechai. Dafilu emneimo de ain tzorich lachzir ponim. Even if you want to say that you don't have to turn away your face, nevertheless, I'll call upon him. Certainly, benoger vasim mifsaru. If your erva is touching the baser, or lehefich, or vice versa, certainly it is forbidden to say the kriyashma in that fashion. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Ches explained that it would be acceptable in the situation that we just said to at least turn away. Hainu shehei achoreim zelazeh. They should be back to back. If he just turns away and his children are facing him from behind, that would be acceptable as long as he's not touching with his flesh, with the back of his body, to their erva area. Kenir Ali, the Mishnah Berurah says, Uraya, he says there's a proof to this from Simon Ayin Dalid, which we'll see in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, where it says over there, the mukach, the imbisaru nogea, beravis chaveru, gam kinoser, that one has to be very careful if there's physical contact between parts of his body and the erva of the other person, so then, even if you're turned away, you shouldn't say shema or other dvarim shebekdusha. Sivkan Tess says that if the children are older, if they're gedolim, Tzorich lafsok as talis, you do have to have the separation. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, V'uadin ketanim acherim, sheinam bonav. And the same thing would apply with children that aren't his own children, that are in that area, they should be treated like gedolim. And this is, in fact, the same opinion that's brought down in the Rambam. And the Bir HaGra has questions on this, V'yesh liyashiv, and one can reconcile these differences, and ayin shom. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, Ach, in the Haggah over there, what the Ramah is going to say in Siman Ayin Hay, the Kotun calls man Shein Royal Libya, that a child who's physically incapable of Bia, which is, the Mishnah Berurah explains, for a boy, Bezochar Ates Shonim Yomechot, 9 year old in one day, Ubinakeva for a girl, Ad Baz Gimel Yomechot, 3 years old in one day, ain't erva so erva. There is no halachic status of their genitalia being considered erva. L'chora, therefore, would appear gam l'inyonenu yesh l'hokil amadayin logia zman. If children are below the age of 9 for a boy, below the age of 3 for a girl, even if you were to be touching them with a part of your body turned away from them and touching them in the erva area, so then that wouldn't be a halachic problem because they don't have the halachic status of being an erva. The issue footnote number 14 brings down from the Chazon Ish, however, also afilu b'katan pachus mibentas. He says that even below those ages, they still have the halachic status of erva in regards to this din. Siv Dalid. The Mechaber writes, Ad kama hem chashuvim ketanim, until what age are children considered small, ketanim, that this dinim don't apply of concern of touching the erva with part of your body. Hatinok, atshulo yud beis shonim, vatinok es atshulo yud alev shonim. For boys and girls, the ages are different. As we know, they mature at different paces. Girls mature faster than boys, and therefore for a boy, if he's below the age of 12, or a girl below the age of 11, they're still considered ketanim, younger children in regards to this din. And this is true, the Mechaber says, apilu heviu shnei soros mutter. Even if they have physiological maturity, they have two pubic hairs, nevertheless, if they're below the age of 12 for a boy and 11 for a girl, this halachic situation doesn't fit them, and they would be still considered ketanim in this regard, as we learned in Sif Gimel. Mechaber continues and he says, "Ubishnasid Gimel Latinok," and during the 13th year of life, from the age of 12 and one day until the bar mitzvah, and for the girl, Yud Bez Latinokis in her 12th year from 11 years and one day until her Bas Mitzvah. In these situations, it depends on physiological maturity. If they have physiological maturity, two pubic hairs, also below hefsik, then you wouldn't be allowed, even if you turned away from them, without having some sort of a hefsik so you don't touch them, or if you're facing them, you certainly need to have a sheet or a cover between yourselves. But if they're not physiologically mature, v'moi v'yushtei saros, then mutter, then the same did applies if they were still ketanim, and one would be in a more lenient position in terms of saying the kriya shema. However, from the age of bar and bas mitzvah, mishnas yud gimel ve'elech latinok, v'yud beiz latinokis, once they're bar and bas mitzvah, then even if they don't have physiological maturity, afilu lo v'yushtei saros, even if they don't have the physiological characteristics and they're not halachically d'oraisa, godol, or gedola, nevertheless, the concerns over here in terms of your hirhurim, your thoughts, would apply, and therefore you'd not be able to face them directly. You'd have to have a sheet in between you, or even if you turn away, you shouldn't be coming into contact with the unclad body of the other person once through the age of bar and bas mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud writes, that which we were talking about in the 13th year and in the 12th year for a girl and boy and girl respectively, wrote Salome, he's talking about Mishishu Yom Rishon Bishonazu. We're talking about the completion of the 12 years for a boy and for the 11 years for a girl. Likewise, when we say Mishnas Yudgimuelech in the beginning of the 14th year, it means after the completion of 13 years for a boy and 12 years for a girl, wrote Salomar, Gam Keng, take it, Mishahushlam Hashnash Shloshes Rei. It's when you completed the 13 years, but you haven't even started the 14th year yet. The Ein Tzarech Yudgimushon of Yomech, we don't say you need 13 full years and the one day. Rak Shleimos, just to the completion of the 13 years. What do we mean by this? The day of birth is considered the first day. Kigon, for example, Afilum nolad b'echod b'tishrei b'sof hayom. The person is born on Rosh Hashanah. He's born on the first day of Tishrei, right? 2 minutes before the Shkia. Now, when did these dinim apply? Kishabol l'schilas leil shnas yudalet shenolad bo. When it comes to the beginning of the 14th year from his birth, Hainu, Echa B'Tishrei, the 14th year starts on the first day of Tishrei. Nishtam lo yudgimu shonim, v'nasa godol. So at that point, he has completed 13 years. Even though it's not in the Eis Leis, it's not an exact 13 years, because he was born at the end of the day, and he was starting the 14th year from the beginning of the day. V'chein adin linen bar mitzvah. And this halacha applies as well, not only over here, to the age of godol and katan in regards to erva, but also over here in regards to bar mitzvah. However, after Shom Bain and Gam Keshtei Saros, in order to be halachically deraisa bar mitzvah, you also need physiological maturity, not just chronological maturity. And this we've learned already in Simon Nunhei, Sif Tes, in the Mishnah Berurah over there. And finally, we conclude this Simon with Sif Katan Yud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. If you have two pubic hairs, then the halacha we said was different. See, it says, look in the Morgan Avram, who writes, Delfima Shaposak Atur B'Evin Ezer, Simon Chof Aleph, with the Tur Paskin over there in Evin Ezer. This is true, even if you have only chronological maturity, but not physiological maturity. And not even including the din of Kriyashma, one should not sleep next to another person like this in this situation when they're unclothed, even if they don't have physiological maturity. And he says, look in the Chalkas Makolkik and Beis Shmuel over there in Evin Ezer for more details. This concludes today's shir. It's a very delicate subject. In the Mirtzah Hashem, I hope we have covered it appropriately.